After the sun treatment, he again read the test card at the same distance, and this time, he read all of the 3-line. 30 line, the patient turned to me and thanked me for my efforts and for what I had done for him. He also told me that he would try to do without the strong magnifying glass which he had been using for a few years to help him in his work. L explained how dangerous it was for him to continue the use of the magnifying glass even though it helped him to see things better at the time. As this patient had never heard of the Bates method before, I am not sure that he realized the importance of what I explained to him. I really helped him and improved his vision from 1/200 to 1/6 of normal in 1 hour's time under unfavorable conditions, for which he was grateful. As the time for the treatment was over, I had to let the patient go, but I had satisfied the skeptical doctor who not only fought me with his mind, but also tried to prove to me that Dr. Bates' statements were false when he claimed to relieve tension in glaucoma and also improve the sight when other methods had failed. I never saw this patient again, because he lived a great distance from my office, but I feel sure that the doctor is no longer skeptical, but is at this time helping others in the cure of imperfect sight without glasses. Questions and answers. Q. I have a high degree of myopia. Approximately how long will it take to obtain a cure by your method? A. It is impossible to say, as people vary so in their response to the treatment. Few minutes, hour, day, week, month, year, depending on the individual's type/amount of strain, understanding, and correct use of the Bates method. Q. How often should one with imperfect sight palm during the day and for how long? A. Palming should be done as often as possible during the day, 10 times at least, for 5, 10, 15 minutes or longer at a time. Some people obtain more benefit from short periods than from longer periods. Q. Am 49 years of age and have had to wear glasses for 5 years, due to gradual weakening of the eyes. Is this curable? A. Old age sight is curable, and you can discard your glasses by following the methods as outlined in the book, Perfect Sight Without Glasses. Q. If one's arms become tired while palming, will a black silk handkerchief covering the eyes produce the same amount of relaxation one gets from palming? A. No. Palming is the best method for relaxation and improvement in vision. When tired of palming, the hands can be removed and the eyes kept closed until one feels relaxed. Q. Can the vision be improved without glasses after the lens has been removed for cataract? A. Yes. Q. Can squint, crossed, wandering eyes be cured by treatment without glasses after an eye muscle operation proved unsuccessful? Does age make any difference? A. Yes. Age does not make a difference. Q. Will it still be necessary to continue practicing the method of swinging and shifting after my eyes are cured? A. No. When you are cured of eye strain, you will not be conscious of your eyes. However, if you strain them, you will know what to do to relieve the strain. Q. Is it a strain to the eyes to read while riding on a train? A. No, if there is no discomfort. It is a good thing to look out of the window and see the scenery moving in the opposite direction to that in which you are going, and then continue to read. Oppositional movement, Q. What causes and cures abnormal watering of the eyes? A. Strain produces watering of the eye. Relaxation obtained by palming and swinging will cure this trouble. Avoid sunglasses, tinted, colored, UV-blocking lenses, eyeglasses, contact lenses. Demonstrate. Sunning and use of the sunglass. 1. That sun treatment is an immediate benefit to many diseases of the eye. Before the treatment, take a record of your best vision of the Snellen test card with both eyes together and each eye separately without glasses. Then sit in the sun with your eyes closed, slowly moving your head a short distance from side to side, and allowing the sun to shine directly on your closed eyelids. Forget about your eyes, just think of something pleasant and let your mind drift from one pleasant thought to another. Before opening your eyes, palm for a few minutes. Then test your vision of the test card and note the improvement. get as much sun treatment as you possibly can, 1, 2, 3 or more hours daily. When the sun is not shining, substitute a strong electric light. A 0000 watt electric light is preferable, but requires special wiring. However, a 250 watt or 300 watt light can be used with benefit, and does not require special wiring. Sit about 6 inches from the light, or as near as you can without discomfort from the heat, allowing it to shine on your closed eyelids as in the sun treatment 2, that the strong light of the sun focused on the sclera, or white part of the eyeball, with the sunglass, also improves the vision. After the eyes have become accustomed to the sunlight with the eyes closed, focus the light of the sun on the closed eyelids with the sunglass. Move the glass rapidly from side to side while doing this for a few minutes. Then have the patient open his eyes and look as far down as possible, and in this way, the pupil is protected by the lower lid. Gently lift the upper lid so that only the white part of the eye is exposed, as the sun's rays fall directly upon this part of the eyeball. The sunglass may now be used on the white part of the eye for a few seconds, moving it quickly from side to side and in various directions. Notice that after the use of the sunglass, the vision is improved. Blindness. By W. H. Bates, M.D. When the normal eye has normal sight, it is constantly moving. When it has imperfect sight or is partially or completely blind, it is always seeing stationary objects or letters stationary, or is making an effort to do so. These two truths suggest the prevention or cure of blindness. When adults, school children, and others are taught to imagine stationary objects to be always moving, the vision always improves. Asterisk. To do the wrong thing, namely, to imagine or try to imagine all objects stationary, very soon becomes associated with an effort or strain. Why is it a strain to have imperfect sight? Because it is impossible for the eyes or mind to concentrate. To regard a point continuously is difficult or impossible. Trying to do it is trying to do the impossible, and trying to do the impossible is a strain. All cases of imperfect sight or blindness are caused by a strain. When the strain is relieved or corrected by closing the eyes and resting them, the vision always improves. It can be demonstrated that blindness from conical cornea, ulceration, and inflammation of the cornea can, in all cases, be made worse by straining or making an effort to see. This is a truth, and, therefore, has no exceptions. Stationary objects appear to move when the eyes move, shift. Oppositional movement. Stare at an object, do not shift on it, the object does not move, no oppositional movement is seen, strain and blur results. Look at the object, shift on the object part to part, the object appears to move in the opposite direction, the eyes shift to, oppositional movement, relaxation and clear vision. Glaucoma. Glaucoma is a serious disease of the eyes. In most cases, the eyeball becomes hard, and this hardness can be felt by pressing lightly on the closed eyelid with the fingers. For the relief of this hardness, various operations have been performed to promote the escape of the fluids of the eyes. These operations have not always been satisfactory. Many cases of glaucoma have been relieved for a limited period of time, but sooner or later, become totally blind. When blindness occurs, operations have usually failed to restore the sight. Cause and symptoms. The theory that the disease is caused by a hardening of the eyeball is incorrect, because we find cases of glaucoma in which the eyeball is not increased in hardness, and there are cases of hardening of the eyeball in which there is no glaucoma. The normal eye may be hardened temporarily by conscious eye strain. The cause of glaucoma, in all cases, is eye strain and may be demonstrated as follows. When the normal eye has normal sight, it is not under a strain. When a letter or an object is remembered or imagined imperfectly, the eyeball at once becomes hard. Other symptoms of glaucoma may also be observed, namely, one may see rainbow colors around the flame of a lighted candle. Another symptom is the pulsation of one or more of the retinal arteries. In most cases, severe pain has been observed. Patients with glaucoma usually suffer not only in ways already mentioned, but also from other symptoms just as severe and more difficult to describe. Glaucoma affects the nervous system and produces not only extreme depression but disturbances in all the nerves and organs of the body. Treatment. When a person is suffering from glaucoma, the memory of perfect sight produces complete relaxation with a temporary cure of the glaucoma. Too many cases of absolute glaucoma, totally blind with no perception of light, suffering an agony of pain with great tension or hardness of the eyeball, have been enucleated. Acute, absolute glaucoma may have no manifest organic changes in the eyes. When the eye strain is relieved by palming, swinging, and the use of a perfect memory or imagination, these cases have always obtained temporary relief at once and a permanent relief by the continuation of the relaxation treatment. Cataract. In cataract, the pupil instead of being black becomes a light gray or some other color, due to the opacity of the focusing lens of the eye, which is just behind the colored part of the eye, the iris. Rays of light which enter the eye pass through this lens and are focused on the back part of the eye, the retina. When the lens becomes opaque, the rays of light from different objects do not pass through the lens and the vision is consequently lowered and the patient becomes more or less blind. If one places 6 sheets of glass, one on top of the other, so that all are parallel, it is possible to see through them. If, however, one or more of the glasses form an angle or is not parallel with the rest, the layers of glass become cloudy, just like the layers which form the crystalline lens in cataract. Cause. Cataract has been observed for many thousands of years by the people of India, Egypt, and in various countries of Europe. The theories of the cause of cataract are very numerous. The lens is composed of transparent layers. When these layers are squeezed or when the eyeball is squeezed, the layers which form the lens become cloudy or opaque. It is a very simple experiment to take the eye of some animal which has just been slaughtered and to hold it with the tips of the fingers of one hand. By pressing the eyeball, the lens at once becomes cloudy and a white mass, which can be seen 20 feet or further, usually appears in the pupil. With the cloudiness of the lens, there may occur at the same time, a cloudiness in the front part of the eye, the cornea. Just as soon as the pressure is removed from the eyeball, the area of the pupil becomes perfectly clear and the lens becomes perfectly transparent. It is such an easy thing to try and is so convincing that I wish that more ophthalmologists would study it. Pressure of the eyeball may come from the contraction of the muscles on the outside of the eye, which are quite capable of keeping up a continuous pressure for many years, without the patient being conscious of it. Cataract has been produced in normal eyes by the memory or the imagination of imperfect sight. The memory of imperfect sight produces a strain of the outside muscles of the eyeball, which is accompanied by a contraction of these muscles, and cataract is produced. Almost any kind of opacity of the lens has been produced by pressure. The area of the pupil may become varicolored, due to the difference in pressure. The strain of the eye or mind which produces cataract is a different kind of strain than that which produces glaucoma. Every symptom of eye trouble is caused by a separate strain. The strain which produces nearsightedness is a different kind of strain than that which produces astigmatism or inflammation of the cornea or inflammation of the colored part of the eye, the iris. The strain which produces pain is not the same strain which produces squint. One may practice the strain which produces squint continuously without necessarily producing pain. The strain which produces cataract does not produce pain. Cataract is a disease of the eye which is never accompanied by pain unless the patient with cataract also strains in a way which produces pain. The strain which produces cataract never produces pain. Treatment. Palming, swinging, sun treatment, and other methods of relaxation treatment *1 cures cataract because it relieves eye strain which is the cause of cataract. September 1927. described in the book Perfect Sight Without Glasses by W. H. Bates, M.D., and previous issues of Better Eyesight magazine. Conical cornea. In conical cornea, the front part of the eye bulges forward and forms a cone-shaped body. The apex of the cone usually becomes the seat of an ulcer, and sooner or later, the vision becomes very much impaired. In advanced cases, the patient suffers very much from pain. Various operations have been performed, but the results have always been unsatisfactory. Cause. The cause of conical cornea is eye strain. The fact has been demonstrated that those measures which cure eye strain, palming, swinging, the variable swing, as described in paragraph 7 of the fundamental card, and the use of the memory and imagination, are a benefit or a cure of conical cornea. Opacity of the cornea. The cornea, when healthy, is perfectly transparent and does not interfere with the vision of the colored part of the eye, or pupil, but when the cornea becomes opaque, the opacity may be so dense that the color of the iris cannot be distinguished, and there is no perception of light. Cause. Opacities of the cornea are said to be caused by infections, ulcers, or some general disease, but there are many cases which are caused by eye strain, because when the eye strain is relieved by relaxation treatment, the opacity of the cornea always improves and the vision becomes normal. Blindness cured treatment. One patient, 40 years of age, had been blind from birth. The corneas of both eyes were totally opaque, so that it was impossible to see the color of the iris. The patient was helpless on the street and required someone to lead him. Central fixation, the use of his memory and imagination, and other methods for the relief of eye strain were practiced. The sun treatment was especially beneficial. The patient was taught to expose his closed eyelids to the sun for many hours daily. At the end of a few months' treatment, he became able to recognize people on the street. He was taught the alphabet and the names of the figures. When his knowledge of the letters became perfect, he was able to read the Snellen test card, 20/20. He was also able to read fine print without glasses. After 35 years, his friends reported that his eyes were still normal. Another case was that of a woman, aged 75, who had to be led into the office. She had suffered from inflammation of the cornea of both eyes for many years, and had frequent attacks of ulcers. From time to time, these ulcers would heal, but they always left a scar. When the patient was first seen, a scar tissue involved the whole cornea, so that one could not distinguish the colored part of the eye. I believe that eye strain was the only cause of the trouble, because the sun treatment, palming and swinging, brought about an improvement so that the cornea became perfectly clear, and the vision of the patient for distant and near objects was normal. The blindness of squint or amblyopia ex anopsia. In cases of squint, the vision of the eye which turns either in or out is variable. In many cases, the squinting eye may have normal vision, but in the majority of cases, the vision may be very much lowered, and in rare cases, the squinting eye may be totally blind with no perception of light. Cause. There have been many theories proposed to account for the blindness of squint. I have found, however, that the cause of the blindness is due to eye strain. Treatment. The vision of these cases is benefited by relaxation methods, palming, swinging, and the use of the memory or the imagination. A letter may be imagined perfectly or imperfectly. When imagined imperfectly, the vision is always lowered. When imagined perfectly, with the eyes open as well as with the eyes closed, the vision is always improved. By remembering or imagining a letter, with the eyes closed for half a minute or longer, one becomes able to imagine a letter quite perfectly with the eyes open for a few seconds. Repeat. Case history. In one case, a woman, about 30 years of age, was totally blind in the right eye which turned in, although the eye itself was apparently normal. That is to say, there were no opacities in any part of the eye, and the retina and optic nerve were normal. With both eyes open, the vision was 15/20. By practice, with the aid of her memory and imagination, the vision, with both eyes, soon became normal without glasses, 15/10. Coincident with the improvement of the vision of both eyes together, which meant an improvement in the vision of the left eye, the patient gradually became able to distinguish light in the right or blind eye. In less than 2 weeks, after daily treatment, the vision of the right eye became normal and the eyes straight. It seems curious that so many articles have been published on amblyopia, dim-sightedness, exanopsia, from lack of education or use of eye, without going further and studying the results of the opposite of exanopsia, relaxation methods of treatment.